Hey, Shavua Tov, everyone. Hope you all enjoyed a beautiful Shabbat. Please don't get confused. I was supposed to do an entry, a recording last night on Motzi Shabbat, but we had Slichot, and it was just a crazy night. Beautiful, beautiful Slichot, and prayers of forgiveness. We spoke about this for the weekend, and I hope you all had a uplifting experience. And if you weren't able to get there, you can get a wonderful Slichot in Hebrew and English, the Koran, the Art Scroll, and just read some of the prayers on your own. The only part of Slichot you're technically not supposed to say without a minyan are the 13 attributes of Hashem that we spoke about. That needs to be said only in the context of a tzibur, of a minyan. But we are in day 24, silence. And I started the chapter with Siyag L'Chachma Shtika, that the rabbis teach, it is from Pirkei Avos, and the ethics of our fathers, that a fence for wisdom is silence. You want to make sure you protect wisdom, and that wisdom prevails, wins the day, silence is the way. Now, what is so important about silence? The idea of not always having to say something is really a Jewish value. And it's hard because we often feel compelled to just say something in every situation. I used to feel this pressure when paying my respects, let's say, God forbid, at a Shiva call, for the 7 days of mourning following the passage of a close relative. You know, you go in there and you want to say something because you want to make the person feel better. And I'll never forget, and I shared this in the chapter, that experience I had many years ago when I was sitting Shiva for my mother of blessed memory. And, you know, we have this tradition that when you go pay a Shiva call, you don't start to speak until the mourner themselves has said something. That way they can control the environment. Maybe they don't feel like speaking. And at the time, there was one moment in the Shiva amongst the many visitors. There were a number of rabbis, like six or seven of them, who showed up at the same time. And for some reason, I don't know why, I just didn't feel like talking. And the rabbis who were present were well aware of this Jewish tradition that you're supposed to leave it to the mourner to speak and not start speaking until the mourner does. And since I didn't say anything, so they didn't say anything. And all the other visitors basically took their cues from the rabbi. So there we were, like 30, 35 people sitting in the room, nobody saying anything. And it's been many years since that moment and since that week of Shiva. And the only thing that I remember from that week of Shiva were those few moments of silence. I felt the entire room's warm embrace, and nobody said anything to me. Nobody even hugged me. They were just there. And I often think that we minimize the power of simply our presence. We don't always have to fill the ether with our words. And in general, silence is an important Jewish virtue because we can just sort of be with each other. And the other thing that I mentioned in the chapter, which is really important, it also makes it easier for us to hear other people. When you're always looking for the right words, you know, and you're always like, oh, what can I say? There isn't much room left to hear what other people are around saying because we're too busy thinking to ourselves, what can I say? And when we can truly hear other people, then we can align ourselves to their needs and not just be focused on expressing our own or getting our own, you know, thoughts or two cents in there. And, you know, we live in a society that sort of idealizes the witty response, or that we have to have a comment for everything. And I guess it gets exacerbated on social media where we feel we have to comment all the time. But the most important thing is to simply be and to take in what's happening and to share something when it's important. And I want to quote from the Rambam, the great Maimonides in Hilchos Deos, and he writes the laws of his character traits, La'olam yarbe adam b'shtika, that a person should always increase in shtika, which means in silence, v'lo yidaber, and not simply speak. Now, he's not saying never to speak. He says, Ella o bedavar chachma. Of course, you should speak when it comes to something of wisdom, o bedvarm shetzarech lahem l'chaye gufo, or something that you need, you know, physically. Amar al Rav, and he quotes Rav, Talmud Rabbeinu HaKodesh. This is the Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Rabbi Yudar Nasi, who compiled the entire Mishnah. Shalosach sicha betela kol yamav. He never uttered an idle word his entire life. The Zohi Sichas Rov Kol Adam, and he says, unfortunately, that's what we do. We like to chatter. We like to just shoot the breeze. But he's saying that that's not a great thing. We should try to speak when we need to speak, share wisdom when we've got something to share, but don't just simply talk for the sake of talking. Now, we don't need to go necessarily, as I said in the chapter, to Rav's extreme, but to foster meaningful relationships and important information, of course, we have to speak freely. But it's important to remember that our words really represent who we are and the way other people perceive us. They can indicate that we are attuned and actually listening to other people. They can just demonstrate that we're just there to hear ourselves talk. And sometimes, like the story with the Shiva, the best words are really no words at all. So that's something to think about. I put in the question for the day at the end of the chapter. When you speak with others, do you aim to listen and generally hear them out? Think about one or two situations in which being more silent can be helpful. And we often are impressed with other people when they are silent, believe it or not. You know, not if they have nothing to say, but when the person says something, it's like, wow, it's measured. The person always has something interesting to share, interesting to say. They're not just talking. That's also a measure of a great individual. And just to come back with the quote I began with, that the siag l'chachma, a way of really preserving wisdom, ishtika, is silence. Have a wonderful day.